अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। नित्य वैष्णव कृष्ण पाद श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत गढ़ी वैष्णविंद की जय। गुरु परंपरा की जय। ब्रह्मद गुरु संप्रदाय की जय। समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय। शिशी गौरनिताय राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम जीव की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्णस्य भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी विशेषम वादेश। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। मुखं करति वाचलं पङ्गुर्लङ्घयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवम्। सो वी आर सर्विंग श्रीमद्भागवतम्। कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट 15 ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। Please join together. We'll do the word meaning first, if it is okay. Tat, that, chet, if, jalastam, situated upon the water, taba, your, sat, real, jagat, sheltering the entire universe, bapuha, the transcendental body. Kim, why? May, by me. Na drishtam, was not seen. Bhagavan, O Supreme Lord. Tada eva, at that very time. Kim, why? Ba, or sudrishtam, perfectly seen. Ridhi, within the heart, may, by me, tada eva, just then, kim, why, na, not, u, on the other hand, sapadi, suddenly, eva, indeed, punaha, again, jaddar, sorry, vyadarshi, was seen. There's a three times kim used, means why. Tache jalastam tavasa jagad bapu. Kim me nadristam bhagavan tadaiva. किं वा सुदृष्टं रिधि मे तदैव। किं न सपादि एव पुनर्व्यादर्शी। तच्छेजलस्तं तव स जगद्बपु। किं मे न दृष्टं भगवान् तदैव। किं वा सुदृष्टं रिधि मे तदैव। किं न सपदि एव पुनर्व्यादर्शी। please chant.
Tache jalastam tavasa jagat bapu. Kime nadristam bhagavan stadaiva. Kimba sudristam ridime tadaiva. Kimna sapadiva punar vyadashi. Tache jalastam tavasa jagat bapu. Kimme nadristam bhagavan stadaiva. Kimba sudristam ridhime tadaiva. Kimna sapadiva punar vyadashi.
Vaishnavis.
Tache jalastam tavaja jagat bapu. Kimme nadristam bhagavan stadaiva. Kimba sudristam ridime tadaiva. Kimna sapadiva punar vyadashi.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada's dear devotees. My dear Lord, if your transcendental body, which shelters the entire universe, is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why, though I could not envision you properly within my heart, did you then suddenly reveal yourself? These three questions, Kim. Purport. Lord Brahma here refers to his experience at the dawn of cosmic creation, as described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma took birth on the seat of a giant lotus whose stem emanated from the navel of Narayan. Brahma was bewildered as to his whereabouts, function, and identity, and therefore he tried to trace out the source of the lotus stem, searching for clear information. Unable to find the personality of Godhead, he returned to his seat and engaged in severe austerities. Having been ordered to do so by the transcendental voice of the Lord, who could be heard but not seen, after long meditation, Brahma saw the Lord but then again lost sight of him. Thus Brahma concludes that the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead is not material, but rather an eternal, spiritual form endowed with inconceivable mystic potencies. In other words, Lord Brahma should not have challenged the personality of Godhead, the Lord of all mystic power.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Yenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamahyam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Navaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitansha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुन्नवादि पश्चात देशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवेश्च कृपा सिंधु भयेव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो 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 महापदानाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाय तुलसी देवाय प्रियाय केशवश्च च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्वते नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained the 13th chapter where this bewilderment, overwhelmness and confusion and doubt arises and Brahma found himself very insignificant. Then he coming up with pacify the Lord through some logic reasoning with his prayers. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada explains the position of a person who prays. Prayers are generally divided into two categories. One is official prayers, one is permanent dominance, eternal spiritual emotional prayers are two different. Brahmaji is not an ordinary living being. Brahmaji understands Bhagavan, but this understanding will never be complete. In previous second canto, 9th chapter, you will see Brahmaji asked few questions and Lord elaborately explained, but there was some question was not resolved until now. So Brahmaji was overwhelmed. And as a Brahmaji, he is praying, you can stage himself just like a in the ocean. Everybody knows ocean. When you go to the ocean, like in a gloomy day like this, but more rain cloud, imagine you are on the bank and there's a thick, heavy rain cloud covered the whole sky. And then all of a sudden some lightning coming and it catches eye. You don't have to ask somebody to look at the lightning. They're automatically seeing it. And then, because of this emotion, Prabhupada quotes, duhe kore hurahuri. There's the emotional fight of pleasing each other in Vrindavan that causes it like a turmoil tornado. As a result, this huge rain cloud is moving like, now what happened to the ocean? Ocean, you see big waves and tides. This ocean, Prabhupada called Sthayi Bhav, the heart of the devotee. Brahmaji's heart, seeing Krishna and Brajadham and Brajavasi's correspondence, his heart is overwhelmed with these waves. And he finds himself very difficult to conceive. So Nagaraj Prabhu, when he gave class other day, sometime back, I'm not sure exactly, but he mentioned this very nicely, that Brahmaji expressed, second sloka of this chapter, expressed five levels of ignorance that he has. This level of ignorance, if you scrutinize, and then you can see that he says, "Oh my Lord, I did not know your inconceivable youthful body called Kaisara Rupam, which is the original Swayam form. Today I have seen, witnessed, but I don't know what is this inconceivable." And then next he says, "Oh my Lord, neither I know what is the power, potency, that transcendental body of yours really unimaginable, unestimate, you cannot estimate." And then the third one he says, "Although my mind, my senses, they are withdrawn from all the material sense object at this moment, but still I could not understand." Means other who are trying to be renounced or jnani, yogi, they cannot do that. Then number four he says, "Neither I don't know how all these Brajavasi, your eternal associates, enjoying what kind of happiness. How then could I possibly understand the happiness you experiencing with yourself?" These five questions Brahmaji had in the text too, that Nagaraj Prabhu mentioned, that Brahmaji is very eager to know. This is very good for us, because next he explained Gyane Prayasam Udapashya, that how one should give up all this self-motivated intelligence or guidance. He should be under guidance and hear about this Brajalila. And you don't have to move anywhere, but your heart will be transformed from avidya to vidya to Shuddha Satya, then go into Chit Jagat, where Brahmaji further explaining. So in this, today's explanation, we find that Brahmaji has asked three doubtful inquiry, but it's not challenging, it's a submissive, you can say, because he has a very good devotion. Brahmaji is a person, he also has a post. The post in Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Shiksha, Prabhupada gave in a purport that Brahma also name of Vishnu. Brahma, Shiva, originally also in a Vishnu form in spiritual world, where the junction of Dwarka and Vrindavan meets, that's called Kurukshetra, where they meet. That place is also eternally in the spiritual world, where there is a different personality, and one of the Supreme Lord's name is also Brahma. That Brahma actually origin, and so that post is actually holded by the Supreme Being, but when some qualified jiva, in this case this is a qualified jiva, it is not a Supreme Being, he has taken this position. He has some preconception about Supreme Lord, otherwise he cannot get this position. You have to be 100 lives perfect follower of Varnasram Dharma in order to get the Brahma's position. So it's not ordinary to be 100 life consecutively following strictly Varnasram Dharma. So he asked these three questions. And in this question, Brahmaji understand that Supreme Lord has a Satchidananda form. Sat means existence. I am also Sat or not? Well, Srila Madhvacharya explained there is a Tamasik Mishra, then Rajasik Mishra, then Sattik Mishra, then Shuddha Satya. In Shuddha Satya, Bhagavan always exists. But I, Pran Govinda Das, in sometime Tamasik Mishra, Tamasik Raja, Tamasik Satya, like this, means One example, like when I go to deep sleep at night, I don't even know I existed. This does not exist in Bhagavan or pure devotee. They are always aware whether they are asleep. Their sleep is called Joganidra or Samadhi. Maybe not aware by this world perception, but they are always in spiritual. Even Brahmaji, he says at this dawn, we just read the purport, Lord Brahma here referred to his experience at the dawn of cosmic creation. Dawn means Mangalarti time. Bhagavan, Prabhupada explained this in 2nd Canto, 9th chapter, that Brahmaji does also Mangalarti. And in the purport, one of the purport Prabhupada write, Bhagavan's mercy most effectively at that time. When somebody wakes up early and try to invoke the Lord from the sleeping by his prayers and his eagerness, intensity to serve him. This is very nice. That reminds me, in India, when Srila Prabhupada was walking, Jagatguru Maharaj gives this narration that one time he was walking with Prabhupada and a bunch of educated Indian college student came and teasing the Western boys and girls. Did you see God? Have you seen God? But before they even answer, they're going to another person. As if like a, not really inquisitive, but anyway, finally they come to Prabhupada. Because he asked Prabhupada, they are asking, did we see God? So Prabhupada went in the morning, he went in the front and he says, so? He did not say yes or no. And then one of the boy asked, have you seen God, Swamiji? I can see that typical stubborn Indians. So Prabhupada did not say yes or no. He looked at their face. He said, you think these boys and girls come from a poor family? You are going to education so that you will have enough food and shelter. I know what is the purpose. You think they come from a place that where there is no food and shelter? And then he says, do you know how many scholars appreciated this philosophy? Do you know how many libraries accepted these books? You think it's all just nothing? Why don't you search out? You should search out. Use your intelligence. He did not say, I have seen God or not God. It was very interesting. Then after a few minutes, he went pause. He started walking, but then he stopped. He says, you want to see God? Come tomorrow, 4 o'clock in the morning. This is where it begins. You want to see God? Start coming at 4 and join Mangalarti, then you'll start seeing God. So it's very interesting. Prabhupada, how he encouraged the devotees in a very nice, humble process. And Brahmaji's position is almost like this, that he is going through. And here, Brahmaji explaining this, inquiring submissively, but doubtful inquiry, that if this Satchidananda form is holding or giving shelter to the universe, then how is that when I went to search out, then I could not see you? How is this? So that reminds of that in the 2nd canto, if you go 9th chapter, you can see that how Brahmaji had, he was born, when he was born, he explained this, he was born in the month of Falgun, March. This was his Brahmaji's birth in this universe. And the day of the Brahma was Shetabaraha Kalpa. Prabhupada explained this, that where the white boar came in the same day, Brahmaji's first birthday, in the Falgun or March, around March, sometime English calendar changes, but in the Falgun, when he was born, he was not frustrated in a sense, but he was inquisitive. So he was confused because he was placed in the middle of this lotus whirlpool petal where he could not see anything. At that time, he asked himself three questions. Who am I? Where am I? Is there a base of this place that I am sitting? How did I come otherwise? So with this inquisitiveness, he was searching. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that he went all the way climbing down the lotus stem. What is that lotus stem? Lotus stem is this planet also. The entire universe, all the planets are made of this. In other words, lotus stem is made of all these planets. It's not like a little lotus stem and then we are around it. No, no. It is within. This is how Sanatana Shiksha very clearly explained. So then he went all the way next to the navel of Bhagavan, where Bhagavan lying down and Lakshmi Devi is massaging. Where Prabhupada makes a little poem that when God wants to create, he does not need a female or a lady to give birth. Even though Lakshmi was massaging, he just created by himself without help of other. This is the omnipotence of the Lord. So question rise that if Brahmaji went all the way next to the navel, why he is asking this question, why he could not see? So two requirement for every sadhaka, for me also, for everybody, in order to see the Lord, that Brahmaji did not have at that time. That's why he came so close to the Lord, all the way to the navel, but he could not see the Lord and he turned back, climbing for this. Can you imagine climbing for 1,000 years? He climbed all the way up. He was very disturbed. At that time, he heard the sound, ta, pa, twice. That time, he felt this intensity. And it is also interesting that at that time, he submitted himself because he had a pre-qualification to be submissive in order to come to that position. And in that submission, he held tightly that word that coming from the spiritual. He was searching also around where this word coming from, tapa. He could not find, but then he submit himself to the invisible guru called Chaita Guru in the heart. And if we take our word, if we take the word of our spiritual master and also proceed towards by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then follow these regulative principles and do our daily prescribed duties. Guaranteed also, like Brahma, that we will get. What did he get? So we'll discuss in a brief because of the time. Then Brahmaji, when he submitted to this and he did austerity for 1,000 years, then some very mysterious thing happened. For a moment, he had a glimpse of this Antarjami, but then disappeared again. Then he did again tapasya. After that tapasya, then he saw the Vaikuntha Darshan. So this is his second. In Vaikuntha Darshan, he saw first thing that what he is familiar previously, not there. Means the time was not there, Maya was not there, three modes of material nature, the body, progress from the six changes, all these things are not there. Then he saw this beautiful abode of the Lord, and then he saw all the devotees are in different color, and they are so much in love, they are crying for the Lord, and they all look like a Narayan, but he did not know which one is Narayan. Then he realized, the one is Narayan, at the end he saw. Then he saw all the Shakti, 16 Shaktis. Then he saw all the other associate, how they are in love with the Lord and serving. And then finally he saw the center of that abode is called Jogopit. Mayapur has a Jogopit because originally in Golok Vrindavan, between Radhakund and Shyamkund, there is a Jogopit called Sananda Sukhada Kunj. One side and the other side is Jogopit, where Mahaprabhu resides, Shatadip. And same thing also replica in Prabhupada translated as a facsimile means duplicate, like this in also Vaikuntha. He saw a Jogopit, and that's where Lord Narayan, and then he saw the Kaustubha jewel and Sri Vatsa. These two things difference. So then he submit himself. And very nice verse, if you read that, there's so nice that verse. Pravartate jatra rajastamatayo sattam cha misram na cha kala vikrama na jatra maya kim utpar hare anubrata jatra surasura chitaham. That his vision was so perfect, and then he overwhelmed, he started crying. Then the Lord comes, and Lord shake his hand, give him blessing. Then at that time, Brahmaji, after he got the blessing, then Brahmaji had four questions. And this question is related to today's text. Four questions was in 2nd Canto, 9th chapter, 26, 27, 28, 29. One question was, this spiritual and material form of yours, although you don't have a material form. So it's very interesting. You see, it's a twisted. That's how Prabhupada also translates. Material form and spiritual form of your, although you don't have a material form. I still don't know what is exactly is the meaning of it, but it's very sweet. You can explain for like whole few hours on this. What forms of the Lord, both in matter and in transcendence? So it's a little question. Then he asked, what is your internal potency and material potency? How are these different energy of Lord are acting and to perceive? Then third question was, how Lord carries out pastimes in relation to material nature and in relation to yogamaya or internal nature? Is there a difference, energies, how they act? Then on 29, the last question Brahmaji asked, my Lord, I am asking for your instruction so that I can perform the desired goal that you want me to execute. Please entrust me with that. So these four questions, in that question, there is a little cue. You can literally see. And after that, I'm going to just give the chronological and then come back to the verse. Then Brahmaji, after asking these four questions, then Lord blessed him, and he has to do two things. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur found that if somebody has these two things, even you got the blessing, unless you have these two things, you won't get it. The goal of life, desired goal of life. What is it? He was absorbed and intensity. Both was there. When he had this absorption and intensity, this is explained by this famous verse. Genam paramam guhyam me jadvijnana samannitam tadrahasyam tadangam cha grihan gaditam maya. Oh Brahmaji, you can never understand all these things. He asked these four questions, but Lord says, you will never understand this by your own endeavor, own intelligence, own way. Only way you can understand these four questions that you ask, I will answer. But by the mercy, only by the mercy, you will be able to grasp. But mercy is not enough. You have to engage in devotional service. So I got mercy, but I have to also act. I have to also have an intensity with a desire to please the Lord. Then these four things will be revealed to you. Then Lord explained this one by one. You all know those 9:31 to all the way to 36. That itself takes like 2-3 hours. Very nice explanation. Then Brahma, when he got this absorption and fully with intensity, that time Golok Vrindavan revealed. That time he composed Brahma Sanghita. So first was nothing, own endeavor. He failed after 1,000 years endeavor. We can do that too, or You don't want to do it. But one thing he had, he was serious. Intensity was there to search out these three questions he had. Who am I? Where am I? Is there a base on this place I'm sitting? And he could not find. Then he took the Chaita Guru instruction, Guru's instruction, do austerity. Austerity is not a suffering. Austerity means, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that conscious activity through mind, body and word for the pleasure of the Lord behind all the action you take. So it is the conscious choice, means I want to please him. Then you are doing the things you're doing to please them is the austerity. So Prabhupada writes that voluntary withdrawing or accepting some pain. It is not the pain. It is apparently to others it is pain. Oh, so much sitting down, chanting. No, it is not for them. But the sadhaka, this is the most exciting because it will please the Lord. So with that, when he has done it, tapasya, then he saw Bhagavan for a while. But because for a moment he disappeared again, antarjami, because his intensity was not there. Then he started overwhelmed and intensity came, absorption came. Then he saw this Vaikuntha. Then after Vaikuntha, Lord told him again to absorb more. And after what he heard, this four sloka, Om Eva Asam Eva Gre, this verse beginning. That time he saw Golok Vrindavan and he composed Brahma Sanghita. Then that Brahma never got bewildered, Prabhupada writes very clearly, because one who heard these four sloka or Bhagavatam, he is not the same Brahma who fell down, apparently, chasing his daughter. No, that is not the... Prabhupada writes, that is a different Brahma. Not possible this. But Sukhdev Goswami is giving reference from all over the universe, not only from this planet, all over the universe. So he is giving this, but our Acharya, Srila Prabhupada especially, is so mercifully, he's saying, oh, be careful, this is not the same Brahma. Means, if we hear Bhagavatam properly, not possible falling down. It's very nice. And act on it. Then after that, also Brahma Bimohan Leela, which took place now, is not the illusion or bewilderment arranged by this Mahamaya. It is actually Jogamaya arranging to enhance the Leela and to deliver the future sadhaka from Alachuas. How will know? Because we are coming from where Brahmaji is endeavoring, and what he says, you could not. Don't try to use intelligence. Just hear and hear and hear about the Braja Leela and then you will get it. So, because time short, I'm just going to jump onto this. What is this Braja Leela that Brahmaji was narrating later? Because he himself prayed that he wants to become a little rock where the so much ecstasy feeling of the Brajabashis, they come and sometimes they scrape their feet and then he will get the dust. Now the dust, in every Sunday we recite, Sthito dhuli shadrisham vichintaya. Prabhupada translated, place me as an atom. So this we pray every week in the temple. That dust is filled with predeposited of eternity, not of this world, eternity and full of cognizant. More than that is the highest form of ecstasy. Those are the dust of Vrindavan. Vrindavan dust is not a product of this world. It's full of ecstasy. That's why they fly in the sky. Those dust Brahmaji wants on his head. So he prayed. So in his, this is very nice, where Brahmaji is expressing that how one should see. Also in this Brahma Bhiman Lila, we should remember there's a five features of Bhagavan. This is very sweet that Brahmaji has exhibited. By the mercy of the Lord, he exhibited, but Brahmaji has explained five features of Bhagavan. Srila Ramanuja Acharya says, even Gauru Keshava Prabhu, when he was here in the installation of Krishna Balaram, he emphasized both day, he repeated that every disciple must remember Don't think this deity Radha Shyamasundar is from Jaipur, some devotee installed and now they are Bhagavan. No, this is, yes, apparently it took place. Like Prabhupada says in Krishna Balaram installation, just by chanting we can install. But still he had to invite all these big, big pandit and celebration, Abhishek, all this. Why? Because so that nobody criticizes, rather they submit, okay, they are properly situated. For the outward look is one thing. Inner look is that this deity should not be seen like this. Deity should be seen first, Karnika. Goloka namni nijadhamni talesha tasya devi mahesha haridhame suteshu teshu tete prabhani chaya bihitasya jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Golok Vrindavan is the top. And Golok Vrindavan always Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, coward boys, they are eternally there. They never leave. They never go one step out. But because he is inconceivable, he expands himself. Next expansion is Chaturbhuha, where Narayan, where Sankarsan, Balaram, first Vaibhav Prakash, then he manifests this Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, first in Mathura, then Dwarka. Then further, Mahabhaikuntha, then Vaikuntha, where Narayan is the center, and then Sankarsan, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then further expand as a three super soul, Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Then from Shirodakshaya Vishnu, three things manifest. The scriptures in this world, the deities, and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all the mantras. Very nice. So then, these five features we should meditate. Oh, you have come. You have come from Golok Vrindavan for accepting our engagement. Srila Prabhupada, mercifully you have sent him. Say mercifully he is engaging us. Thank you, Prabhu, for coming all the way just for our... This submission literally eradicates the offenses, mental attitude. Otherwise, you read Nectar of Devotion, 32 offense, then another 32. Prabhupada put double, another 32 from Padma Purana. I was scared, actually. Every time I look at that page, I get scared. But Srila Ramanujacharya, Prabhupada also says at the end, one should develop love, then automatically this is easy to reconcile. Ramanujacharya said, if you always have these four things develop within you, then no offense. Offense will be eradicated immediately. First thing, we should see that Lord comes because of His merciful nature. He sent His representative. He sent Himself in a form of deity. Then His samitta, patitta, like this. And this is very nice. Five ways to look at it. Now, in Devahuti, also Mother Devahuti explained in the third canto, 33 chapter, about Brahma, about on these topics, that Brahma will be bewildered. Then she is asking to, who she is asking? Kapildev or Garbhadakshaya Vishnu or Bhatta Krishna? She is addressing him as all three. So difference between Brahmaji's perception and approach versus Devahuti's approach to her son versus Mother Yashoda's approaching her son. These three, because next verse is Mother Yashoda, is very unique. Only difference between all three, they all have a relation. But one has a Daisharas, one has a Vatsularas with not so much Mamata. Mamata is the foundation of pure love. Mamata is the possessiveness. Sambandha ignites, Sambandha matures the possessiveness. How? Due to affection. Due to affection, this Mamata comes, and Mamata is the foundation of Prem in Brajadham. If there is no Mamata, they cannot serve. So here, Mother Devahuti is talking to Kapildev. Oh Prabhu, even though he's her son, Brahmaji got bewildered, even though he is coming from you, but then he could not see you. After so hard austerity, he could not see. But I am seeing you. And you have delivered me by bhakti, by explaining bhakti, shuddha bhakti, jnana and yoga, vairagya, tapa. But that is not astonishing, you delivering me. What astonishing me, that you are completely all-pervasive Bhagavan. You are everywhere in all time, at every condition. Yet, that all-pervasive took a form and in me. This is the most inconceivable. And she says that it's very unimaginable. The whole world, unlimited universes, in your stomach. Brahmaji asked this. How is that? Your transcendental body is a shelter of this. Yes, devotee also saw it. But the difference is a devotee saying that I'm so astonished by this, that all the universe is in your stomach, but you are in my stomach. How is this? So she is thinking of this, her physical body, but all universe is in your stomach, you are in my stomach. This is the most astonishing for me. But this universal form, when manifested in Vrindavan, did they do this? Did Mother Yashoda do? This is the beginning question. Kim? Kim me na drishtam? Bhagavan, Daiva. This Brahmaji is asking. So Mother Yashoda actually answered it. That's why he is speaking to next verse. That when Mother Yashoda saw, very astonishing thing. She saw, she was very angry. First of all, she was very angry. To pacify her anger, Jogamaya created this. So, I asked this question many times. I'm going to ask this question many times more, till my death. That was Krishna afraid, really afraid, or he was pretending? When Mother asked, "Did you eat dirt?" And Prabhupada in Krishna Bhakti says, Krishna says, "No, Mother, I did not eat dirt." No, the boys are saying, "You ate dirt." Oh, more than that. Balaram said you ate dirt, so you have eaten dirt. She's not asking anymore. She's actually imposing her conviction. You ate dirt, because Balaram is also confronting. Say, "No, no, Mother, I did not eat dirt. And if you have a doubt, you can open my mouth and see it." Krishna was trembling. He was anxiety. He was lamenting. He was in anxiety. He was worried. Was it real? Or he was pretending? He will act like this. Or that's how he performed Leela, to participate in some action so that Leela can take place. Or it's just a show. It's not real. Which one? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Krishna was really fearful. He was really worried. Then those who are coming from this world, it will be very difficult to reconcile, because they have to understand. Supreme Personality of Godhead, this worry, anxiety, fear disappear. There is no such thing in them. So then how to understand this? Because when they accept bhakti, they have to accept bhakti in order to understand. When they accept bhakti, then they will understand that Bhagavan means he doesn't need anything. He is fully satisfied. Naiva atmana prabhu nijo labh purna manav jana obidusha karuna obinite. Then why we are serving? Oh, because he has a merciful nature, he accepts your offering. But he doesn't eat, he doesn't need. This is required in the beginning. This is required. Prahlad Maharaj's prayers in 7, 9, 11. It is required. At that time, is Krishna also in Golok Vrindavan, Brajadham also same? Yes. He is also self-satisfied. But it is where Rupa Goswami Pada in Nectar of Devotion explains that when the boys seeing Krishna's beauty, Krishna's smile, he's challenging in the wrestling, in his fight, in his play, who can catch him? Krishna also catch them. It is so astonishing. Sometimes they can't control. He's so beautiful. I want to just touch him and rub him, rub his feet. Then Krishna also, all right. But that's not how it is. He does not need. He does not need massage. He doesn't need. This is true. But Jogamaya create. Oh, Krishna sweating all of a sudden. Krishna is sweating. All the boys, oh, make a bed. Nice flower bed, soft. And then they take their uttariya, wipe their his sweat. Then other coming with the big leaf fanning. Then other comes, massage. Sanatana Goswami Pad explained this so vividly in Vaishnava Tosani. Then they massage and they look at his form, they cry, then they sing. Krishna closes his eye. He hears them singing all the lila that mischievously he did. He loves it. Does he pretend or is he sleeping? He literally goes to sleep so peacefully when he hears the song of those coward boys. Sanatana Goswami Pad very vividly explained. Then question comes, you may think, well, if I want to enter in Vrindavan, so already he has a millions of unlimited, asankha. Prabhupada put actually asankha, that word, in the two chapter before. Asankha coward boys, unlimited numbers. So how can I fit? Oh, Jogomaya is very nice. He knows what you want. So Krishna manifests into millions form. But whoever with that Krishna, everybody thinking Krishna is only here. They pay so much attention. So many boys, but he's engaging me to serve. So they serve him so nicely. So at the same time, all the boys are satisfied all over Brajadham. This is the mystery, very mystery. So Krishna does not need, at the same time does. What happened when coward boys, Brajabashi, they come to know, is Krishna God? There are many stories. One story, I just recently read, Sanatana Goswami Pad was explaining in Dasami Tipponi that so sweetly he says, one time all the coward men, they all came with the accusation of Nanda Maharaj should not punish Krishna because he is Supreme Lord. Serious. But actually they don't think like this. It's very funny. In the Alachua, we are trying to establish Krishna is the origin supreme. And Brahmaji also expressing this, that he is the origin of all. And we feel very happy if everybody accepts, yes, Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan, from him Narayan comes, from him everything comes. Wow, wonderful, we are now happy. This is very nice. In Golok Vrinda, Brajadham, it's little opposite. When the proposition comes, Upananda, he has a Daishyaras, you know, mixed with Batsula. So sometimes Daishyaras, servitorship, overwhelms his affection. Even though he is older brother of Nanda Maharaj, he has a affection as a fatherly, but his Daishya also there with him, is a combination. So sometimes Daishya comes over his Batsula, then he's thinking, he must be God. He is the Supreme God. Otherwise, how could he leave this Govardhan? So he immediately called all the elderly person and they say, yes, he is God. So they all came to propose, gave the proposition to Nanda Maharaj. You don't ever twist your son's ear if he did any mistake. You should never do it. He is Supreme Lord. So Nanda Maharaj, there is many version of this, very sweetly. One version is, so Upananda giving the explanation, how he is Supreme Lord, how is. But then they are giving, Nandana, the youngest brother of Nanda Maharaj. There are five brothers. He comes. Nanda Maharaj, one thing is very important to consider. Your son must be Paramatma. Because I realize today that I have a son. I love my family. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates on that verse that in this world, why we like this alachua? Because we love our body. Or we love our family, you can say. Why we love our family? Because we love our body. Why do we love your body? Because I am inside the body. Why do you love yourself? Because I am a part of Paramatma. So Nandana explains this. Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj says, yes, I agree. He said, do you know, I love my family, but I love your son more than I love my family. I love your son more than I love my son. And this is not possible. So he must be Paramatma. So then Sunanda, who is a little affectionate, Sunanda is another brother, not Nandana. He has a little bit of a Shukharas. Even though he's Batsula, they're all brothers of Nanda Maharaj. But Sunanda wrestles with Krishna sometimes, you know, like uncle. So then Sunanda says, wait, that's true. But in Shastra also says, this is their meeting, emergency meeting in the their court. This is what Nanda Maharaj's court every day. He said, but there is an emergency that Shastra also said, that Supreme Lord, what you said is correct. He may be Paramatma. But Paramatma definition is self-satisfied. He never asks anything. You know what happened to Nandalala? As soon as I see him, he runs and jumps on my neck. He said, Uncle, I missed you so much. And he cries and I cry. I can't control myself. And we just hug and we go rolling on the ground. And then he said, I defeated you. And you think Paramatma self-satisfied need this? No. Therefore, forget it. He's not Paramatma. He is just our son. He's a baby. We love him. Krishna just appeared in the court. And they just all hugged and dancing, chanting and singing with him. They forgot about his Paramatma position. This is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan every day, every moment. Okay. I'm going to stop here. And that's how we have to understand. This part Brahmaji did not know yet. That's why his question is coming. Because his mamata is not here. He has a sambandha, but no mamata. He is called Adhikrita Das. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Samaveda Vaishnavinda Ki Jai.